Some unionized workers who felt left behind by economic changes voted for Donald Trump. This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. In Illinois, Governor Bruce Rauner just vetoed a minimum wage law. Despite that, the head of the Bloomington Normal Trades and Labor Assembly tells GLT correspondent Colleen Reynolds in this Sound Ideas interview, the state of labor is better than some might think. As we approach Labor Day, Mike Matika looks at the state of unions, not the state of the union. Matika says it's an interesting time for labor.
Because I think if you took a long-term view at this, we're in the middle of some profound economic adjustment. And a lot of our labor law and systems were built for industrial America in the 1930s and 1940s. And so, big picture, what do you do with a contingent economy where a lot of people are working 60-hour weeks and totally fried out, and other people can't get enough work to take care of themselves, or working at the fast food or the big box store, and because they're working part-time, multiple jobs, don't have health care, don't have benefits, don't have pensions. I look at how the labor movement had to historically adjust to a changing economy, and sometimes it takes a while for people's organizations to catch up to those things. And at the same time, I think in other areas, things are going well, but at the same time, we in Illinois are kind of an island. Thanks to Mike Madigan, Bruce Rauner was not able to destroy unions like his Republican counterparts in Indiana, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Missouri have done over the last 2 years, and been able to hold up for people's rights within this state.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit more. We know the governor just a few days ago vetoed the minimum wage bill. Last check, it didn't look like there were enough votes to override. What does that say?
Well, I mean, when you look at what Rauner called his turnaround agenda, which really was eroding people's rights, taking away wages, and taking away people's rights to organize, he's not been successful in doing that. He has been successful in using administrative things like his veto and his control of things like the Illinois Department of Labor to stifle law, and in some ways to prevent enforcement of existing Illinois law so that people's wages and people's conditions are not being upheld.
Are you talking about the prevailing wage? Or what other violations of adhering to the law is he guilty of?
And as a laborer, our organization has had 4 lawsuits against Rauner's administration, against his Department of Labor, and we won all 4 of them on the construction prevailing wage for his department's failure to properly set wages and to enforce those. Another one we're watching closely is independent contractor laws, because Illinois on paper has very strict laws which define who is actually an employee, and you have to meet 14 different points, all 14 of them, to actually be considered an independent contractor in the state of Illinois. And we are getting very, very weak enforcement from the Illinois Department of Labor on a variety of measures. And again, that's one way, even though he has not been able to change law legislatively, lack of enforcement can make a real difference for people in a negative way.
GLT correspondent Colleen Reynolds talked with laborers' local stalwart Mike Matika.